The Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Parshas Shlach starts off very interesting. Halacha. That's how the Medrash starts. Halacha. Mal lifrois liyam hagadol koydim l'shabbos shloisha yamin. What's the din if you're allowed to go travel onto the Yam HaGadol 3 days before Shabbos? Shonu Rabbi Seinu. The Medrash brings a Gemara to Sukkot and Shabbos daf Yutes Be'emes on the Vites and Aleph. Ein mafligin besvina b'Yam HaGadol shloisha yamin koydim l'shabbos. Bizman shuhaylech lamokim rochik. Avali mevakesh lifroish kemay mitzur letzidoin. If it's a 1 day trip like from Tzura to Tzidoin, mutavai lifroish. I feel be'erev Shabbos. But that's only for Dabar HaRashus. But if he's a shliach mitzvah, mutar lifrosh b'chol yoyim. Because shliach mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. And then the Medrash continues that there are different kind of shluchim. There are shluchim that are moiser nafsham, kedei sheyitzlach b'shlichusam. And it starts making, it talks about the shluchim, Yeshua and Pinchas. Yeshua sent Pinchas and Kalev to be shluchim, to be meragel. And they went to Rochav. And the Medrash is mayrich about the union of the shlichus. And it says even that... it's the Gei, the Haftorah here, that it says, Batitz Benoi, because Pinchas says, I'm a Kohen, I can be invisible, and you only have to hide a Kolev. And it talks about the union of Shlichus. Be'emes, Besfasemes, Barichus over here. Every shtickl, it's Tiferet, Tiferet, but a lot of the shtickl, he quotes this Medrash, and he talks about the union of what Shlichus means, that every Yid is a Shliach that's getting ready for Shabbos, and how you have to be Moser Nefesh for your Shlichus, and Olam Hazeh, Shlosh Yom and Lefnei, and Eret Hoichazachim. Aber steht euch asugia halocha halocha is lama learning asugia ma lifroish liyama god will call them shabbos. Now the mice brought down asugia, it's brought down halocha and simen reish mem ches, they can now let it travel 3 days before Shabbos. Now where does this come in here? So be'emes, the Gemara says in Tainis that chof tes the cheshbin that the meraglim was sent on chof tes sivan, because and if you make the cheshbin, the Gemara makes the cheshbin that there was shloishim yoyim of his avu taivo, and then 7 days they waited for Miriam. It comes out the cheshbin that chav tes sivan was the day that the meraglim was sent, and they came back 40 days later on tes be'av boichel mishpachosav b'chiyah l'toyres. Now chav tes sivan, the cheshbin is comes out on a Wednesday, and that's mamish the shaila. Can you leave on a Wednesday to go on a trip? They're going to cross the Yarden. Can you going on a trip on a Wednesday? Azoy zok, I think the flaw that's the tzustel of the medrash. Now state azoy, you're not going to be mafleg in a sfina 3 days before Shabbos. We're talking about a guy that's going on a trip for weeks and weeks. Now you're not going to leave on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You have to leave only on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. What's the pshat? So that's a big machloikish mishoyimim. We'll make it the kitzer. There are a kam of shitas. First of all, there's a sheet of toisvis. It's interesting. I saw the Mishnah Brura says there are 5 shitas, and I want to be mesakim the shitas. But the emes is, I saw the Stibler, he also goes through the shtickel and Sechta Shabbos, he says there are 6 shitas. And it's poshut. Because there's a shita of Toysmus and Erevin, B'shem, the Rashbam, that we don't pass in like this halacha, because it's only Alima de Vishamai that holds Ein Oysam halacha of Erev Shabbos, and this halacha is not Negeya. Now, that's the shita of Rashbam. And that's the first of the 6 shitas we're going to read Dorf. But the Mishnah Brura doesn't bring it, because the Shulchan Aruch does pass in it. So we're not going like the Rashbam. We do pass in this halacha. We do pass in as halacha lemais. Halacha lemais, there are 5 mahalchim in the Rishonim that explain what the Yisoid is. The Baal Amor learns that the reason is because maybe if you'll be on a ship, you'll come to do malacha ba'oinis. Which means, avadi, you're allowed to go on a ship. And eventually, if you have to do malacha ba'oinis, machnas atzmi la'oinis. Now, 3 days before Shabbos, chazal lo mesakin, you're not allowed. Vosef is 3 days before Shabbos. Mistam, it has to do with the sugi in Gittin, that yoyim revi, chamishi, and shishi is already meshech shaychi to the coming Shabbos. Yom Risha and Sheni and Shlishi is Meshach Shaychi to the previous Shabbos. So 3 days before, we don't want to put yourself in a matzav that you might come to do Malacha Ba'ayinus. The emes is, the Baal Amor Shita is, in the sugya of Ishtapech Chamimi, if the hot water is spilled out, and now you can't do a bris milah because the baby you know will need the hot water afterwards, and it's going to be a sakana, are you allowed to be machnas atme with sakana? Famous machlokes Baal Amor and Ramban. The Baal Amor, it's the gate of sugya, you can get in that. Past the Rashi Tanya, aber the Baal Amor sheet is digging out loud. Machnas atzmi la'oinis midoy raisa. Now here we're zichah not dealing with a doy raisa, because it says here takana derabbanan 3 days before you shouldn't. There's a lot of Torah here. I saw one part in the Stifler. He says is a major chiluk. Ishtape chamimi. It's already on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're now allowed to be machnas atzmi la'oinis, and now do the bris, and now you're going to have an oinis. But before Shabbos, a deraisa it is nisht. Nor is it takonas chazal that 3 days before you shouldn't do it. B'chol oifen, the Balamor says, we're worried 3 days before Shabbos you don't go, maybe you'll come to do malacha b'oinis. The Melchemes argues, the Melchemes says the reason is, maybe the goy will do malacha for you. The goyim will do malacha on the ship. And again, it's a similar part. You're on this ship for the next few weeks. But 3 days before Shabbos, chazal and masakin, you shouldn't go onto the boat. Rabbeinu Chananel has a mahalach that the problem is iser tchumin. The ship is going to go out of the tchum. And again, 3 days before, we don't want you to get involved in this issue of tchumin. Tosis brings another pshat that it's a gzeira, you'll maybe make a raft. Again, why 3 days before? They needed to make a hecker. This is already not a vote of 3 days. This is where you could say a different word. They wanted to make a hecker. When you'll make a raft, when not. They made a kaveh. It'll remind you, you know, you can't go on Wednesdays, Thursdays. It's like, the riff over there starts off with these pshat, and maybe, again, maybe you'll do malacha yourself. Maybe the guy will do malacha for you. Maybe you'll make a raft. Maybe you'll go out of the tchum. And he says he doesn't understand. If it's taka problem, it should always be a problem. If not, not. Was verstehten ish the ganze sugi. Zok the riff and na yip pshat in the sugi. And he says, be'emes, and this, I don't want to get too bogged down with it. There's other things to do. But you could start cheshbening that, like, every one of these rishoyim is nafkaminis. If it's a, depending on the size of the boat, maybe it won't be a problem of tchumin, or how deep the water is, or if all the workers on the boat are only goyim, maybe there's no problem if the goy will do malacha, he's for sure doing it for himself. And every sheet you can work out when it's a problem or not. But the Rif says, in my pech in the sugya, we're not dealing b'chlal with those problems of Chilul Shabbos. Nor he says, seasickness, the first 3 days on a trip on a boat, machmas nidnut hasvino, nanua hasvino, so they said you shouldn't start a trip 3 days before because it's bittul mitzvahs esev on Yik Shabbos. Now the Gemara says takel tzorich mitzvah they were matter like all the other rishonim they weren't misakin this takana like the riff he read tuch beferish the mitzvahs esev of the shlichus mitzvah you're going on is nevatel mitzvahs on your taki. He's not promising you're not going to have no stomachache. Nor he says mitzvahs the mitzvah of the shlichus mitzvah you're doing is nevatel mitzvahs oinik. But the Rif Red Zorach, like his pshat, it's only if you're going in the Yam HaGadol, when it's Mayim Meluchim, and it's going to attack or cause your seasickness. Now I saw the Bir Agro over there in Reish Mem Ches, he declares, Shloish Yomim, means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it doesn't include Shabbos, or it means Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. And you're not allowed to leave only on Thursday, Shloish Yomim includes Shabbos. Now Be'emes, you have to start Cheshmaning. And Hilchas seasickness of the Rif, Nachman Klaren. If it's because of the Gemara and Gittin, then the Chayrut Pasha, it should be Dalit Hay and Vav. If you go with the Pshat of Tosis, that it's a Gezerah, you need a Hecker, Gezerah, you shouldn't make a raft. Clear the Goyin, you have to Cheshmanos when the Goyin is clearing. Now, I just want to ask two Ha'aris. We're saying that the point of this Medrash, that's bringing in this entire Sugya, which we skimmed on a little bit, is because the Meragim left on a Wednesday. First of all, you have to Cheshman the Goyin. The Chavtes even was a Wednesday, like the Goyin. Maybe it's saying Taka Fakert, on Wednesday you could still go, basically. And also, but the Rif says it's only if you're going to Yam HaGadol. And here, at most, going in the Yarden, Mechayr, it's not Matim with that shot. Now, the Medrash fears Ois, he says, it's Davka Letzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed it. And he says, because Shluchei Mitzvah is even Doiches Shabbos. What does it mean, Shluchei Mitzvah is even Doiches Shabbos? So there's two Pshotim in the Mefarshim here. Either it means you're allowed to go on Thursday and Friday, even though it's going to be Doiches, this Halacha of Ein Mafleig and Misfeina. For Letzarech Mitzvah, we allow. Right, either the mitzvah shlichus is mevatel mitzvahs oynig like the riv, or like tiknum. The other pshat is they say no. There is a mola shluchim mitzvah that's doiches Shabbos taka. Kipshuta shluchim of kiddush achoydish is doiches Shabbos. There is a concept of shluchim mitzvah doiches Shabbos. Actually, that's what the medrash means. But al kaponim, the medrash brings down this halacha of ein mafligin v'svina. We spoke through all the different shittas, and the shaila is if taka if suga pas the chof testivon with the chesh. Shlach lecho anoshim, Rashi says lehanoscho letayvoscho, the Moshe of Zkenim says that it's taka kipshutai. Moshe Rabbeinu gained on the deal. Because the Yidden were nenesh, yoyim l'shona, he was alive another 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to be nechnas la'aretz. So the story of the Meraglim lemaisa was letoyvas Moshe, he stayed another 40 years. There's a Yerushalmi in Saita that says that besides these Meraglim that are mentioned in the Pasuk, there was another set of Meraglim that came across from each Shevet. Either there was 12 or 24 Meraglim, a whole Masul Matan in the Yerushalmi. So I saw this interesting Ha'ara. We learn out the Halacha of Ein Dover Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asara is because it says Kol Ha'eda and Yotzu Yahishua V'Kalev and you're left with 10 and that's the Cheshbon of Eda. Like the other man of the Yomer and the Yerushalmi, a minion should be 22. because there were 24 meraglim altogether. Yatzu Yeshua Bekale, Eidah should be 22 people for a minion. So maybe only we're going with the ones that I'm a furish in the pasuk. Ahara in this. Now Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev are the ones that go against the Meraglim, but the Chafetz Chaim is Marachev, other Mefarshim, that there's a difference whether on the way itself Yeshua was loichem against them from the beginning, and Moshe Rabbeinu takadavens kosh Yeshiacha, Kalev faked it, he was going along with them. And that's why later on it's Vayahas Kalev es Ha'am. Kalev tried to quiet them down, they thought that he was with them. He said, V'chirak zeh osalonu ben Amram? And I saw a pshat that usually Ben Amram is a lashon of gnai. Otherwise, they'd call him Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not so pashut. There are places where Chazal says Ein lanu ela divrei Ben Amram. But there's a pshat that he said Vichirak zelsalonu Ben Amram lashon gnai, and then he wanted to get it in. Only Kalev could do that. If Yeshua tried, he was fighting them originally. Now, why Kalev didn't take a pre? If he's talking faking it out of soif, so there's a technical problem here because we know they carried it too, because it's to be a ptur of shnayim she'osu. They carried even on Shabbos and chutz l'tchum. So maybe Kalev said he was begging Yeshua the whole time, no, take a pre with me. No, he was abided. He was left on his own, but he was going against them. Now Moshe Rabbeinu for Yeshua added the name Yeshua bin Nun. Now we know Yeshua the Yud came from Sarai, and he got the Yud, but the Yud of Sarai doesn't have any nekudas, and his name is Yehoshua. So you need two nekudas for the Yeh. So that's why his name turned to Bin Nun, because Ben Nun is a segoil with three nekudas. But you have to take two of the nekudas for the Yud, for Yeh Yeshua. So he's left with Yeshua Bin Nun. The problem is that he was already called Hosea Bin Nun. It's a good problem with this pshat. But Amol, I wanted to say, Anderzach, we know also that Avraham and Sarah, where did they get the hay? Because they took the Yud of Sarah, and it broke into two hays, Avraham, from Avram to Avraham. And Sarai turned to Sarah. Now, did the Yud go to Yeshua, or did it go to the two heads? So I wanted to say a vort. We know this. The Ktzoy says, Lagabi Shinui Koina, just as a dogma, he says there's the Heftza of Azach, and there's the Shavis. Lamashal, when you Koina with Shinui, you Koina the Heftza. That's how you keep the Heftza. But why do you have to pay the person back? Because when you Koina with Shinui, you're only Koina the Heftza, not the Shavis. So you have the Shavis of Azach, and then there's the Heftza. So there's a Yud, there's the Heftza of the Yud. And there's the gematria, the keshavius of the Yud. So the gematria of the Yud is the two hays. That goes to Avraham and Sarah. But where did the heftza of the Yud go? The heftza of the Yud went to Yehoshua. Now it says, Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe Gadi ben Susi. By Ephraim, it says just Lemate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. It drips ois that it was Mate Yosef, Dafke by Menashe. So the Ramban says, because Yosef is Moitzi Dibara on the brothers, and Gadi ben Susi was Mamshech Darkoi, he was also one of the Hoitzi Diba from the Asar Meraglim. Yeshua ben Nun from Ephraim was not Moitzi Diba. So we put the name Yosef, who was a Moitzi Diba, together with Gadi ben Susi from Menashe. That's one shot. I saw a different shot from Yankov Kamenetsky. He says, Be'emes, it's Mefurish that Asher Hilarata Achreim. He says that Taki Yosef had other children. And Yosef was told that his other children could be Nichlal as a Shevet either under Ephraim or Menashe. And he picked Menashe. So Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe, Gadi ben Susi. Gadi ben Susi is also representing Mate Yosef, the other Bonim of Yosef, that were Nichlal under Shevet Menashe. And after Nochabshat, Chiddush, that Be'emes the Meraglim was sent here on two Shlichuyos. They were sent on a shlichus to see Tachsisei Melchama, and also for the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. How are they going to break up Eretz Yisrael? Now, we know there's always a Shaila when we say Yud Bei Shvatim. Is it Ephraim and Menashe? And then Levi doesn't count? Or is Yosef counted as one Shevet, and then Levi is considered a separate Shevet? Now, Lagabi Melchama is Ken Zayin that Yosef is one Shevet. And only for Nachla, later on, there's a whole shayla when the split comes that they become separate Shvatim. L'Nachla Ephraim and Menashe was separate. So Ken Zayin, you could say a Chiddush, every one of these Meraglim was sent with two. The Meragel of Don and of Tolly and Osher. They were sent for both Dinim of his Meragel, for the Melchama and for the Nachla. But Ken Zayin, Lagabe, the issue of Yeshua is separate, he's only being sent for Nachla. He's Ephraim, and he's not representing Yosef's Shlichus for the Melchama. The miracle of Shlichus of Shevet Yosef was taka only Gadi ben Susi. And that's why it stresses Yosef by Gadi and Susi. Of course, the Shaila is, so where's the Meragel for Shevet Levi for the Molchama? That's a Ha'ara on this Pshat. Uri'isem es Ha'aretz Mahi. The Balaturim says that there are three times it says Uri'isem es Ha'aretz. It says Uri'isem al Ha'avnoyim by the Miyaldois. And it says Uri'isem Oisoy in Parshas Tzitzis at the end. Uzechartem es Komitzvei Hashem. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Histakel Re'isem B'shloish Advarim V'yata Boli De Aveira Me'ayin Boso Le'on Ato Hoylech V'lifnei Mi'ata Osav Litan Din V'cheshbin. Me'ayin Boso is it's Histakel B'shloish Advarim, the three places where it says in the Torah Uri'isem. There's Uri'isem Alohov Noyim, that's by the Miyaldois, is Me'ayin Boso Histakel Me'ayin Boso Uri'isem Alohov Noyim. Le'on Ato Hoylech is Uri'isem Es Ha'oretz the Meraglim, the Fort, the Gate, and the Velt, and the Mazah. The Lifnei Miyata Osad Liting Din V'cheshbin is the third one, also in this parsha. Uri'isem Oysoy, Uzacharatim is Komet Sveis Hashem. Uri'isem Alav Noyim, Me'ayin Bosa. Uri'isem Es Ha'oretz is La'onat Ha'oilech. The Lifnei Miyata Osad Liting Din V'cheshbin. Over there in that Mishnah, the Goyin says, in the Pirush on Avos, on Estaka B'Shloi Shadvorim, and this Goyin is also in Kehelis in Perek Yud Beis, it says in the pasuk Zechoyer es Boyer Echa Bimei Bachrus Echa, and you can read Boyer Echa three ways: Boyercha, which is a Boyer the Kever, that's Laonat Ha'Hoylech. There's Be'ercha, is the Rechem Imoy, that's Me'ayin Basa, and there's Boyer Echa Kipshutoy Lifnei Mi'ata Ozad Liting Din V'Cheshbin. That's the three Boyer Echas. And he says that's them is also by a Soita. By a Soita you have the Mei Hamorim, the Mayim is keneged the Mei HaRechem. The offer that you put into the water is keneged Lo'onat HaHoylech, the Kfura. And you put the shame into the water, that's Lifnei Miyata Osa Litin Ben Bechazim. That's the three messages you're telling the Soita. Me'ayim Boso, from the Mayim, Lo'onat HaHoylech, the offer, the Lifnei Miyata Osa Litin Ben Bechazim, the shame. This is the dry in Isem Ois, the Re'isems. Now Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, "V'hischazaktem ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz." It's a fascinating deed. This was Negeos in Baba Basra. The Rambam's shita, it's a famous shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, that achilas peiris is good for kinyan chazaka. Roy Rishonim learn, I'm not going to barichas into the sugi of Cheskes Habatim, but Roy Rishonim learned that for kinyan chazaka, you cannot do achilas peiris. You have to do noal godar porat. You have to do a tikkun in the karka. Achilas Peiris is maybe for Cheskas Gimel Shana, but not for Kinyan Chazaka. Over here, it's L'chayr Adig, like the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, his Chazaktem, make Kinyan Chazaka, V'yazoy ulekachtem mipri ha'aretz, al yidei Achilas Peiris. It's a makar to the Shittas Rambam, to Shail had to learn up Pshan in the Gemara of Tzunmo, and Daf Chavtes, and again, and Daf Minvav, and Baba Basra, and Zok Beremez, or it's a Pasuk, V'yaz Chazaktem, Kinyan Chazaka, al yidei ulekichas pri ha'aretz. V'hayomim, Yemei Bikurei Anovim. I saw a pshat from Rav Shamshon Lestrapoli. We know there are 60, he said, Al-Pi Kabbalah, from Zion Sivan until Tisha B'Av is 60 days that it's B'Shlita of Malach Ra, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. And he has Shlita on these days. V'hayomim, and those are the days the Meraglim went. They went on Chav Tes Sivan, and they came back to Tisha B'Av, 40 out of these 60 days. V'hayomim Yemei is 60. Which 60 days is this? Bikurei Anovim. Bikurei is before. The letters before Anovim. It says Anovim without a Yud. The letters before Anovim, Ayin is Samach, Nun is Mem, Beis is Aleph, Mem is Lamed. These are the 60 days of Bikurei Anovim. Farda Anovim. That the Samach Mem is Beshlita. And that's Tekawai. Chelik, what happened? The Ma'aseh of the Meraglim. And as a Gevaldik Adiyak, I saw the Meraglim came and they were saying bad about Eretz Yisrael. Now, Bikurim is Faket, where we come and say the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. It's a fascinating diak. The Mishnah in Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, Keitzad Mafrishim Es HaBikurim, Yoyred Adam L'toich Sadeyu, V'roya Te'eino Shebichra, Eshkol Shebiker, V'rimoin Shebiker, Koishroi Begemi, V'oimer Harei Eilu L'Bikurim. It says Te'eino, Eshkol, and Rimoin. And these are the three papers that Ataka says the Meraglim took. Fascinating. V'yavoyu Ad Nachal Eshkol, Eshkol Anovim, those are the three peiros of Bikurim that the Mishnah specifically specifies that is the tikkun ki'ilu to the chait of the Meraglim that was saying Shvach on Eretz Yisrael. Now, why did the Taka bring these peiros? The Ksav Sofer says that the pshat is because maybe the Yidden would think that they can make a mutsoyer, they can make a siege, a blockade. And they're showing, no, look at Gevaldike Peiros, we're not going to even be matzliach on them with a blockade, because they have such Gevaldike Peiros. That was also a chelik of the Diba. Now they come back, the Pasuk says, it says that they're saying, the Meraglim are saying, the Ramban brings over here, he says, Sar Tzilom is that there's a remez, it's Yedua, that on Leil HaChoysom is Laila Vashana Rabbah, that a person can check if he sees his shadow, and then he'll know if he's going to outlive that year. And he was saying, Sar Tzilom, their tzail disappeared. Now there's a lot of makoros to this, the Rabbeinu Bachya talks about it over here, Barichus. And he explains that every person, Be'etzim, is here in Olam Hazeh. I forgive this most. And he's here. He really is here. So when the sun shines, there's going to be a shadow. The sun can't go where he is. He's there. When your shadow is not there, one foot out. That's the concept that you don't see your shadow. Now, there's a lot of Rishonim talk about it. And the Kuf of the Rishonim, I don't know how many of them had the Zohar, but Lamaisa, there are Makairis to this in the Zohar also. And everyone says, Piska Tofet is Hoichin Yonim and Hashanah Rabbah. Nishvayet, but just Demon and Abyssal. It's brought down to Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, Oyrechayim, Simon Tofresh Samach Dalit. Kosvo Harishoinim, Sheyesh Simon Bitzel Halavona. There's a certain Simon in the shadow of the Lavona on Leil Hashanah Rabbah that a person can see what will happen to him or his craven. The Yesh Misha Kosav, Sheyin Ladakhtik Bazet. That there shouldn't be Roya Mazel. And a lot of people aren't maven in the Indian, so you shouldn't do it. And it's better to be Tomim, Veloy Lachkar Asidis. But it's brought down this concept, the Makor is Nemon and Rishoinim. That there's a Zayinion of Sor Tzilom, and you have to know exactly when, like Chatzoyus, or close to Alois HaShachar, that in Leil HaShana Rabbah there's this Inyan of the Tzilah Katzel. So, and the Ramban brings it, Sor Tzilom. The Ramban also calls it Leil HaChoysom, because that's the day before Shmini Atzeres, that's when there's a Chasima. First, Mekairus and Zoyar and other Mishayim. It's brought down in Hilchas Sukkos in the Tafresh Samach Ches, Tafresh Samach Dalet, the Ramban brings it. Says, though, you shouldn't do it, you have to first stay the Inyan. State that Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening and he says the Yud Gimel Midas, or Akoponim, the abridged version of the Yud Gimel Midas. Hashem Erech Apayim. It's a gevaldike word from the Meshech Chochma. We know that in the Yud Gimel Midas it says Hashem, Hashem. And like most Rishonim, there's a little Kama Sheet, this in the Sugyan Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yizayin. But like Kama Rishonim, Hashem, Hashem are both on the Yud Gimel Midas. And the Gemara Bema says, why twice Hashem? Koidim Sheyechte and La'achar Sheyechte. What's the pshat? Why do you need Yud Gimel Midas? Why do you need a mid of Rachman Koidim Sheyechte? So there's one word, Uwah, there was helped by Koidim Sheyechte, Ot, Koidim Sheyechte, Dafta Tacha Rachman Gedoyle. Help Koidim Sheyechte. But the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah over there says, what's the pshat Koidim Sheyechte? He says, because by Avoy Dezoro, we're Mitzarev Machshova, Lamaisa. So even a Machshova of Koidim Sheyechte by Avoy Dezoro, you need a ready Rachmanis. There's twice that the Torah brings down the concept of the midos. After Chet Egel and after Chet Meraglim. Zok Meshech Chochma. Chet Egel is Avoy Dezora. By Avoy Dezora, it's Taka Hashem. Hashem. Koidim Sheyechta also. By Avoy Dezora, even the Machshava of Avoy Dezora needs a Rachmonis. As they state in Rosh. But by Chet Meraglim, he says it's not Avoy Dezora. So you only need one Hashem. You only need Hashem of La'achar Sheyechta. By Shara Averis, there's no Machshava Mitzar for Lamaisa. So we'd only have to say Hashem once. So someone told me a fascinating pshat. Efshe punk fakertzlan in Meshech Chochma. Like some Rishonim, the chait of the Meraglim was Avoy Dezora. Nit Neroish. They wanted it. But it was only a Machshava. So punk fakert. There's only one Hashem. The Hashem of Koidim Sheyechta. The Machshava. They didn't fearize the Avoy Dezora. They had a Machshava of Avoy Dezora. So there's one Hashem in the Yud Gimel Midas. Only the Hashem of Koidim Sheyechta. Lehepich from the Meshech Chochma. So Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Slach no, Vayoymer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. Mezoktas, in Kippur, Vayoymer Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha. The Gemara says, in Yevomis Tafayin Beis, that there was no Ruach Tzfoinis the entire 40 day years in the Midbar because of the they were Nezufim Lefnei HaMokoyim. That's why they couldn't do Bris Milah. Why were they Nezufim Lefnei HaMokoyim? What does the Gemara mean in Yevamah Tafayin Beis? Machloikis Rashi Toises. Rashi says they were in Azufim, they were in Cherim because of the Chet HaEgel. And Tosis argues. Tosis says, no. From the Chet HaEgel, Hashem said, Salachti. So they were in Cherim, Nezufim Lefnei HaMakim because of the Chet Meragim. Machlag is Rashi Tosis. The Gemara says they were in Nezufim Lefnei HaMakim. Rashi says because of Egel. Tosis says because of Meragim. Why does Tosis not learn on Chet HaEgel? Because Hashem said, Salachti. Fregen d'achroinim, a plio. Over here also it says, Vayoymer Hashem, Salachti kibarecho. If Tosis doesn't want to learn Nezufim Lefnei HaMakim because there was a Slicha, and Tosis obviously understands that if there was a Slicha, Seruf Tzachnish Nezufim, after Rashi argues on those alayin. Oh, but Tosis holds that if it's Salachti, there's no Nezufim, by Chet Meragim, why not Salachti? Plio the Tosis. He says, you can't say Nezufim is because of Chet HaEgel, because by Chet HaEgel was Salachti. Doz Oichet Salachti. Zog Techasam Soifer, he brings in the Hagoyster also over here. He says, Vayoymer Hashem, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, too late. Salachti kidborech, I was ready to salach them b'rechei te'egel. You have to be a second time now, it's no. Now it's going to be oynish. Yoyim l'shono, yoyim l'shono. Salachti kidborech, I listened to you already once. Fakir, the Torah is not saying salachti. That's how Tosis learns. That they can't be nezufim lefnei amokim because on chei te'egel was salachti. Here Moshe Rabbeinu asks, and it's no, Vayoymer Hashem, salachti kidborech. I already was Michael them once. Chei meragim not. Naif shot impossible. I heard a different shot once that Vayoymer Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. It's not convenient when you think on your kippah that way. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Slach no lavoy namazeh." And Vayoymer Hashem Salach. Last time you said you were Salach. Please be Salach again. What the answer was, we don't know. It's not Lachasal Zaykus Pshat. That it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying. Of Bechalak and Toysa Shita was that the Nezufim can't be Al Techet Egel, because on that there was a Salach. Rashi argues, Rashi Vaisis holds, you could still be Nezufim. There's a Salach, but there's Nezufim. I'm going to Pshat in Rashi. Our Betoides says, no, there was a Salachti on Chet HaEgel. On Meraglim, there's a Salachti Kidvarecha. Now, there's an Oynish of Yoim Lashana, Yoim Lashana, which is interesting that they're getting punished much more. Me the Toiva, we'll see in a minute, me the Toiva Meruva. And here else, me the Ra, they're getting punished for every day, 365 times more. We know normally for a me the Ra is only four times. Shilashim, Ribeim. Me the Toiva is Alpayim, is 500 times more. Now the Sephora says, no, it was Taka day for day. They only died on Tisha B'Av every year. It was Yoyim L'Yoyim. Just every year, one day. Tisha B'Av was the day. They were Nenesh. Day per day. But if you learn it's Taka Yoyim L'Shono, it's a Gevaldik Epshat. Rashi says in the beginning of the parasha, Oysa Shok Sherim Hayu. If you make a cheshbon of Yoyim L'Shono, so each day, each hour is a half a month. There's 24 hours in a day. Each hour is a half a month. Now, the Yidden weren't really punished in the Midbar 40 years. They were punished in the Midbar 40 years, but a drop less. 11 days it would have taken them anyways. Achadas or Yoyim Echoyrev, Derech Arseir. The trip takes 11 days. And we know also the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan, which is 4 days less, because they entered the Midbar on Tezvav. So there were 15 days that anyways, the Oynish of Meraglim was 40 years minus 15 days. Beautiful. Oysa Shok Sherim Hay. 1 hour they were kosher. The Avera was 39 days and 23 hours. Oysai Shah Ksherim Hoy. Zokter of Aizul Kharif. That's a perfect cheshman that the Oysai Shah is mechuvin to those 15 days that it was takaless, the chet. The Gemara says in Saita that Miriam waited by Moshe Rabbeinu v'ataisatza v'achoysai meirochoik. So because of that 1 hour that Miriam waited, Klal Yisrael waited for 7 days. So Tosis says over there in Saita Daf Yud Aleph, Miriam didn't wait a full hour. Miriam only waited either a third of an hour or a quarter of an hour. Because if you want the cheshbon that she's getting the schar of 7 days, and we know by me the Toivit, it's 500 times more, it's either a third of an hour or a quarter of an hour. Frektim Asha, what's Tosis suffer? A third of an hour, a quarter of an hour. Make the cheshbon. It's a third of an hour. A third of an hour works out perfectly, 500 times more, 7 days. If it would only have been a quarter of an hour, that's like 670. The cheshbon doesn't stand. So here one's a fascinating shot. We know that it says that for Midah Ra you punished four times more. And for Midah Tovah, Alpayim, it's 500 times more. But Emes says, the Pasuk says, Al Shilashim V'Al Yideim. The Pasuk says, either Poiket Oven Avos, either 3 generations or 4 generations. So work it backwards now. If it's 3 generations, and for me the Toiv is Alpayim, so it's Taka 670 times more, not 500 times more. And that's good for the Suffolk of Tosis. If it's Al Shilashim, then Miriam waited a quarter of an hour. If it's Ali Bayim, then Miriam waited a third of an hour. But that's machin the chesed. The Olam could work out the chesed. He's a Hashem. Now, right after the Chag Meraglim, it says the Nesachim. There's a medrash in Shir Hashirim that where did the Yidden have wine for the Nesachim all 40 years? From those grapes, from the Eshkol that the Meraglim brought. So that's the Hemshech, that right after the Meraglim, we have the Inyan of the Nesachim. Now, I mentioned this last week, but there's a Moir with the Kesifurna, and I said already that the Sifurna does this count a lot of times, Sayin Bereshis, and all this far, that Chatoyim could change the status. He talks about it by other Marishan, he talks about it by Meraglim, by Egel. A lot of times the Chait could change what the Din was supposed to be. And in this week's Parashat Gufa, twice, one after the other, he says if there wouldn't have been Chait HaEgel, there wouldn't have been Mincha and Nesachim. He says, Hevel, Noyach, Avram brought Karbonos without Nesachim. He says after Chait HaEgel, we went down a much rate. And you can't bring a carbon. A carbon is not going to be Reyach Nichoyach. You have to add wines. Until then, a carbon was a Reyach Nichoyach without wine. After Chait HaEgel, it required Nesachim. And he's Moisev even. After Chait HaEgel, carbon Sibur needed Nesachim. After Chait Meraglim, he went even another Majrega, even a carbon Yochad needs Nesachim. The Chatoyim affected it. And the next step, he says even more Chiddush. He says the Parsha of Chala. There wouldn't have been a Parsha of Chala. Only because of Chait Meraglim, we needed a Bracha in the button. And that's why we had to be, it was a Parsha of Chala. Far Chait Meraglim, but Nish given a Parsha of Chala. He does this other places also, that a Chait was Kedev. As I there, that Nesachim, Chait HaEgel brought Nesachim by carbon Sibur, Chait Meraglim brought carbon Nesachim, meaning the carbon won't be Reach Nichoyach without the Nesachim after Chait Meraglim. And then again, the next thing was that Chala, but Nish given Chala on Chait Meraglim. You have the mice of the Mekoshish. There's a sugi in Shabbos that Tzadi Vov. The Gemara says, a machloikis, three sheetis. What was the Mekoshish of there? He was a machal Shabbos. Velechim alocha. Rabbi Yehuda says he was magir arba amis b'shus harabim. He carried arba amis b'shus harabim. B'masni satana, there's a brisa that he was toilish. And Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says, Miron is this. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says he was ma'amir. Now there's a shayla. There's a medrash that says that Slavchad was l'shem shemayim miskaven. Now if he was miskaven l'shem shemayim, there's a whole pshat. I think the Marsha brings because after the Chait Meraglim and the Emes, there's a big shayla. When did the story of Mekoshish happen? Rashi says they were only kept one Shabbos and right away to Mekoshish. What is this one Shabbos? One Shabbos after Morah when they were given Shabbos even before Matan Torah? Or does it mean right after Shavuos, which can't be because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there? Or does it mean after Yom Kippur when Moshe Rabbeinu came back, but then they already kept a lot of Shabbos? It's very unclear when the story happened. The Ramban learns it happened after the Meraglim, and the Marsha explains that the Yidden thought maybe they're stuck in there it's Midbar for 40 years now, maybe you don't have to keep the mitzvahs. So Tzlochot L'Shem Shamayim wanted a two Oifkes Aveira to realize that there's Takano, that there's still Mechoyiv. There's a whole problem, in fact, the Marsha, so it's a Malach Hashem Yitzvich L'Gufa. Why is he Chayiv? He's not doing it for the Malacha, he's doing it for this matara. I heard a similar einfall. We know a ger, someone that's trying to become a ger, if he's still a guy, he has to be machal Shabbos because Akam Shabbos. But in a galamdin, it was not a ger. He had to gefrek. It's walking a fichle gufa. He's going to light a match. He's doing it for Akam Shabbos. Nish fire far from malach. Marshal frek the kasha by klafchot. But there's another shaila. It says he was makoshish eitzim. Now, why eights him? One eighth would be enough. If he's doing it because what he wanted to do, he did what he did. But if he's doing it, mamash l'shem shemayim, abiyan aveir getan. So if it's ma'amer, ma'amer is your ma'amer, a lot of eights him. But if it's havara b'shus harabim, or toilish, it's enough one. What's eights him? So I heard a teretz, Talmud Chacham, he said, no, he has to do one, then he has to get the hasra, and he has to say afal pikei, and do it again. So that's two. Efshar. But those are the three sheikhs. Now, what's the shaychus? The pasuk says, "Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar," and there was the ish mekayshish eitzim. What's the shaychus that the Yidden were in the midbar? What's the connection? So Rashi says that they were only kept one Shabbos, like this Ramban with the Marsha were explaining. They were stuck in the midbar, and they thought maybe they wouldn't have to do mitzvahs, and that's why mekayshish did it. The Orachaim says a pshat. There's many pshat. I want to say some of them. The Orachaim says a pshat. That the emet is the Gemara in Shabbos that vavam it base that brings a sphere in the brisa, Is a midbar like a carmelis? Or is a midbar a Rosh Hashanah rabbi? And the Gemara brings a sphere in the braisa. And the Gemara says, loy kasha, kan bizmancha b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, kan bizmancha ain't b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Learned Rashi, and most we show you, that only when the Yidden were in the midbar does it have a din of Rosh Hashanah rabbi, that a lot of the Yidden are there. And only because the Yidden are in the midbar does it have a din of Rosh Hashanah rabbi. It had a pshat of a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Like the man, the Yomer, that it was Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that was the Malacha. You need the Hakdoma that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Yeah. But the Rambam learns Faket. The Rambam learns Punk Faket, the pshat in that sugya. He says, Loi Kasha, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, it did not have a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, because it was closed off. Only when the Yidden are not in the Midbar does it have a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So first of all, like the Rambam, it's a Tela. I'm going to say that was the suffix. They didn't know that he do a malacha, declaring the Rambam. Not. But Lavar, like the Rambam, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, so it can't be Chilah Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. You have to go with the other pshatim. But like the other pshatim, what's the connection? Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael by Midbar. So for Toilish, there's a pshat, because where were they Toilish? Ma'amar could be they brought wood from somewhere else. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah could be they had wood from somewhere else. But Toilish, what's growing in the Midbar? Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael by Midbar, and there's a measure that things were growing. And they were Toilish. I think there's a sephorna that if you, the mon was attached to the ground, and it's Toilish. But it says here, Eitzim, Mishkan Shayas. Habarak upon him, that could be a pshat. Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, so it works out good. If it's also toilish, Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, and there were things growing, so he was over Malachas toilish. Like Rashi from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, only because the Yidden were in the midbar, they don't have a dinner of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Like the Rambam, she said, that was Punk Faker, because the Yidden are there, so it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's a sugya of Havara l'chalek yotzis. That we learn out that you don't have to do all the malachas. Havara l'chalek yotzis. Now, as you do it, there's a steer in Rashi. The havanina that I would think that not l'chalek. What would be the havanina? Rashi in Yevamah says that the havanina would have been that you're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. As I state in Rashi. Havara l'chalek yotzis. But otherwise, I would have thought you're not mechayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. As I state in Rashi in Yevamah stafov. That's what would have been the havanina, if not for havara l'chalek. That a person is not chayiv misa for Shabbos unless he does all 39 malachas. In Pesachim Daf Hei Rashi says different. He says I would have a havmina that even if a person does a few malachas, he's only mechuyev one. It's one shame. Now, to do with Achronim ask, how could there be a havmina like Rashi Yevamis that you only chayiv techilu Shabbos if you do all 39 malachas? I'm the foolish apostate by the mekoshish. He did one malacha. Which one mekoshish? Three with machleik istanon. That's one, not all 39. I'm the foolish apostate. Loi noida, but they decided he's chayiv misa. What do you need havara lechalek? From the Mekoshish you could learn. Teretz is, you have to say the Mekoshish was Ayurah Shah. Like that happened. You would have thought it's Ayurah Shah. Yeah, but if it's Ayurah Shah, then you can't say he was L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven. The whole point of L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven is that he did something that Taki is Chayiv Nisan. So anyone who learns L'Shem Shemayim Niskaven could yet prove that you don't need to do all 39 malachas. So you can say a Torah in Pesachim Daf Hei, we're going like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says, the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva says that it was Slavchad, the Mekoshish was Slavchad. Now the Gemara says, what are you saying Lashon Hara on Slavchad for? So the Pshat is L'chayr, because Rabbi Kiva holds like that Medrash, that he did it L'Shem Shemayim. So Rabbi Kiva holds it was L'Shem Shemayim. So it has to be that it was a real Malacha, not Ayurah Shah. So it's Mughra that Yechayiv even for one Malacha. So Rashi says that Havara L'chalik just means, not that you have to do all 39, just that I would think you only chayiv one. Only Rashi Yevamis is able to learn Havara L'chalik means all, that there would be a halalina, you only mechayiv if you did all 39 malachas. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun on the base. Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa b'chosid echad, shenifritz alay peretz b'toich sadei, a certain chosid, he saw there's a hole in his fence in the field. V'nimlach alay alagoyt, as he was walking on Shabbos afternoon, he was taking a shpatzir, he thought about it, the machshav, he's going to fix up the fence. V'niska sheshabbos, we remember that it was Shabbos. V'nimna oisei chosid, v'loy gadra. V'nasa alay neis, v'olsa boy tzlaf. Gibalti was machlit that because he thought of the machshav on Shabbos, he's not going to grow it. A nace happened, a tzlaf grew, kind of a plant, and fixed up the hole, and he even had parnasa from that tzlaf. Zok the chedushi chasam sefer, he brings from the Arizal, from the sefer gilgulim of the Arizal, that this chosid was the gilgul neshama of tzlafchad. And what happened to him was that tzlafchad, one tzlaf, it says a tzlaf grew. Zok the chasam sefer, a tzlafchad. The tzlafchad, a tzlaf, the Gemara says tzlaf, but he says it was tzlafchad, one tzlaf. A tzlaf grew. And that was the tikkun. He was tzlofchad, was machal Shabbos. The tikkun was that that chosid had a begar machshava of Shabbos, and he decided not to fix the fence, so a tzlofchad grew, and that was the tikkun. Tzlofchad. If you have the parsha of Tzitzis at the end, there's a hemshech from Shabbos to Tzitzis. There's 39 malachas, and the Gros says also that there are 39 ksharim. When we make the chutim, and we wrap the chutim of the Tzitzis, there's different menhagim, either to do 7, 8, 11, 13, and that's connected to 39 malachas. Not only is it connected to 39 malachas, the 39 malachas are broken into various categories, during the past, and the different sidurim. It works out exactly the cheshbon, that the cheshbonus of the Tzitzis is also connected to the 39 malachas, because Tzitzis is shokol connected kol ha-tayra kula, and also Shabbos is connected kol ha-tayra kula. That is a daskenim here, a tmiya dik daskenim. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came to complain to the Kodesh Baruch Hu after the Aveir of the Mekoshish, and he says, tefillin we don't have on Shabbos. And maybe that's why he was nichshal, because he didn't have tefillin. Give us a mitzvah, we should remember the mitzvah also during the Shabbos. So Hashem said, fine, I'll give you tzitzis. What, there was a kufa kilo that they had tefillin and they didn't have tzitzis? As I state in the daskenim, that he requested there should also be tzitzis. That the tzitzis also should remind us. Now how does the tzitzis remind us? It says, takaleman tizkiru. It's called mitzvah Hashem. And I want to tell a chiddush ladina, the oilim should know. It's yidua that the Bach says that there are three mitzvahs that you have to have in mind for kavana, it's a shayla, it's likuva, that you have to have in mind not only that you're being makayim mitzvah, mitzvah shrichas kavana, but you have to have in mind the time of the mitzvah. By sukkah, by tefillin, and by tzitzis. Famous Bach, it's brought down in all three places. In Simen Ches, in Simen Chafed, in Simen Tofresh Chafed. By tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, because by those mitzvahs it says, l'ma'an tizkeru, l'ma'an kedu, it says that you have to have in mind. So what does it mean, l'ma'an tizkeru? The boy says, "Machloek is mishoyin him." Nafkin by sukkah, you have to have in mind anani covered and sukkah's mamish. You have in mind both mamish yomim. You want to be makayim mitzvah sabach. By tzitzis, Rashi learns l'ma'an tizkeru. He says because tzitzis is gematria 600 plus shmoy nechutim chamisha ksharim tariyag. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says no, tzitzis is gematria 690. He takes out a yud. And he says there's only 590. And there's only one Kesher Midairaisa. And there's not even Shmoy Nechutim. It's really three or four. Beishame, Beisilu, Aganzi, Geshef. And he says, Laman Tiskru is going on the Tcheles, not on the Lovan. And it's enough to me. You don't have Tcheles. You have, you don't. It says the Goin is Midaik, the Roysa only is going to be Tcheles. Not all the Dairis Kim. But the Ramban says that the Laman Tiskru is Tcheles. Now, when you have it in mind, when you're being Makayim, the Kavan of the Bach, the Laman Tiskru, like Rashi, is the Gematria of 600 plus 8 plus 5. Like the Ramban, the Laman Tiskru was going on the Tcheles. It's not a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tcheles. Now, the Emes Bizman is that we don't have Tcheles. Chesnish, under half Tcheles. Or for those that don't have Tcheles, there's a fascinating Shaila. We know by the mitzvah of Tzitzis, there's a Shaila, is it a mitzvah to put the Tzitzis, or is it also Osir to wear a begging without Tzitzis? It's a huge machlokes we're showing them in Menachos. I'm not going into all the details now, but a few Nakudas I want to just read off. The Shagas Arya asks the Kasha, according to the Shitas, that it's usher to wear a beggar without tzitzis. So Gival, how do we wear a four-cornered beggar without tchelis? You've been going for an aveira. You're not just not being makai mitzvah. You're doing an aveira. You're wearing a four-cornered beggar without tchelis. Zok the Shagas Arya, it's a raya that it's not an aveira, just a mitzvah. Zok the Stipler, a fascinating teretz in Masechta Menachos. He says, Taka, we're doing an aveira. We're wearing a four-cornered beggar without tchelis. But essay, doicha essay. It's kedai to do mitzvahs lovin, chach lovin we have, and everyone that's wearing without tchelis is doing essay doicha iser essay. That's the pshat. So how is it ever shayach to be over tchelis when you wear a four-cornered beggar with neither? Then you're over both aveiras. But emes, what we're doing is we're being essay doicha essay, because tchelis we don't have, and we're talking over an aveira. Like those sheetas that it's an aveira. Now the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Taflamid Beis, Omer Ish Lakish, Kol HaZoyer Bit Sitzis, Zoyche U'Misham Shemloi Beis Alosim V'Shmoy Nemeyes Avodim. Everyone who's going to be Zohar and Mitzvah Sitzis, Zoker Ish Lakish, and Shabbos, Taflamid Beis, will be Zoyche to 2,800 Avodim. What's the Makar? The Gemara brings a Pasuk in Zechariah, Koyam Amar Hashem Tzvokos, Bayomim HaHema, Asher Yachziku Asora Anoshim Mikol L'Shoynes HaGoyim. 10 people from every single Lashon, there are 7 Lashon, there are 70 Umas, 10 people from all 70 Lashon, v'chziku b'knaf ish Yehudi, leimar nelcha imoyim. Mach Rashi the Cheshbon, say over here, and say tak in Zechariah. The Radak over here says, lav dachta. But Rashi says that 70 people, 70 umays times 10 on each corner is 2,800. 10 people from every single nation will grab onto all four corners. So that's 2,800 avodim, right? It says they're running after your corners. See, you're wearing your tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah brings this. That the person should be Zohar, and since this will be Zohar, Ta'al Payim, Shmoy Na Me'oyis Avodim, Because it says in the pasuk that 10 members of every single nation will be at each corner at your command. That's 2,800. So I saw a very interesting mice. So shpeit, interesting mice. B'shem d'arizal I saw brought down that a person that's going to be zor and mitzvah sittis will be zoicha to 1,800 avod. The Gemara says 2,800. The Arizal says 1,800. Where does he get the cheshbon of 1,800? I saw one cheshbon from the Ashtuftza, because every mitzvah is worth asara zehuvim, and asara zehuvim is 2.5 sela, and he makes a cheshbon, a person's mekayim for 60 years, he has that as a cheshbon for 60 years, every single day, and we know the price of an eved is shloishim sela. Punkt, it works out, genoy the cheshbon to 1,800 avodim. He says, because there are, he has a cheshbon, there's 360 days in the year, 60 years, times 2.5 sela, because asara zehuvim is 2.5 sela, is 54,000. 54,000, if each Eved is 30 sellers, is exactly 1,800 avodim. That's what the Arizal got, 1,800 avodim. Oh, but the Gemara says 2,800. So I saw b'shem the Gra. Sittis is 600, we said like Rashi. How many times does it say the parasha in Sittis? Does it say Sittis? Three times. We have four corners, but it says Sittis three times in the parasha. Three times is 1,800. Now listen carefully. Konof Tcheles is gematria 1,000. Fascinating. Konof Tcheles is gematria 1,000. If you have Lovan and Tcheles, then you zoich at the 2,800 avodim. Sittis is 600 times 3 is 1,800. And Kanav Tcheles is another 1,000. What the Arizal meant is that there's manas that we don't have Tcheles. So nowadays you zoich at the 1,800 avodim. Sittis three times. The Gemara says 2,800 is going with the Cheshbin that you do have Tcheles. Now we'll just firois. Rashi says, Shmoyne Chutin keneged Shmoyne Yomim bein Yitzias Mitzrayim Lekriyas Yamsuf. Which is a plea al Rebbe that is only 7 days between Kriyas Yamsuf till Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Afloh makes the Cheshbon because the days and the nights switched, and there's a lot about the Tzitzim. I don't have time now, but we'll just say over the Meshech Chochm that he wants to say Pshat and Rashi, and this is just Ashlama, that Rashi's Dibur HaMaskel is Pesul Techeles, and we know how many strings are white and how many are blue. The Rambam Shita is that seven are white and only one is blue, meaning only half of a string. It's only four strings. The Rambam Shita is only one half of a string is blue. There are seven Lavan and one. The Raya holds it's 2 and 6, meaning one full string. Zok the Meshech Chochma, he changes the Girsa. He says, Rashi is like this. Psil Techeles is because the Techeles reminds you of the Rekia and the Kizi Akor. The Sheva Chutei Lavan connected Sheva Yamin. Not Shmoy Mechutim. And it's the Dibra Maskless Techeles. The Techeles is Einzach, and they're like the Rambam Sheik, it's like only one. And the other seven Chutei Lavan are connected the Sheva Yamin of the. Told Kriyas Yamsuf. Good.